Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
And indeed, the whole department was, and frankly, angry to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner. We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation. The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that.
Attorney General Barr there talking about his disappointment with what happened with the Jeffrey Epstein case. I mean, that is just a mess up there in the prison system. And clearly some answers are going to have to be figured out as to how that happened. In the meantime, according to the Attorney General, everybody else who might have been involved in that allegation or investigation is still on the hook. So it'll be interesting to see how that moves forward now that Epstein is out of the picture. Probably a few nervous folks around the country, if I had to guess. Right now, I want to get to my guest. He is Mark Lotter. He is the Director of Strategic Communication for Trump 2020. Mark, great to have you back on the program, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Good to have you back. You know, that I don't know if the president's officially responded to this or not. I haven't seen it. But this Jeffrey Epstein case was shocking, given how it was handled by the prison system, in my estimation.
Well, and I think that's why you saw the president's administration quickly with Attorney General Barr saying that there were some very serious irregularities here, and that's why both there is going to be an FBI investigation as well as an inspector general. The internal investigation are all going to take place. In the meantime, the ongoing investigation into the broader, horrible crimes committed by Epstein and anyone who may have been contributing or working on his behalf with those horrible incidents, that continues as well. So just because his death brings an end to his criminal offenses does not mean others are going to get a pass. That investigation is going to continue.
Yeah, these folks on the left, though, I mean, if the sky is going to be blue today, it must be Donald Trump's fault. I mean, listen to this this guy on CNN, Ari Melber. Is that his name? Go to cut 23, please.
That's the larger question. This is not the only important person in U.S. custody. This is just probably one of the most controversial, rightly reviled, now dead, famous people in custody. But the Bureau of Prisons is underfunded. They have struggled under an acting director with a president who says he likes acting. They had a deputy director vacancy for a while. This takes us back to bigger things that are a little more intricate, which is Donald Trump's lack of interest in staffing and funding his own cabinet, his own agencies.
So it must be Donald Trump's fault that Jeffrey Epstein was able to commit suicide and wasn't closely enough watched. Does he not have anything better to do, Mark Lotter, than watch out for every prisoner in America?
No, and this just shows, I mean, the Trump derangement syndrome is in full force. It really doesn't matter. As you said, every day that the President of the United States and Donald Trump wakes up as president is a day that the left is going to be unhinged. They're going to be unglued. They're going to try to blame and castigate everything on him while ignoring what the rest of America knows is that our country is doing great right now.
You know, Mark, I had Alan West on, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on a bit earlier. And yeah, I pointed out to him when it comes to this immigration change, this public charge rule that, filters immigrants a little more, which is simply all it does. It enforces current law. I compared us with Canada. And in Canada, you can't get in unless you've got a job, and they can't offer you a job if there's any Canadian citizen who would rather have that job. I mean, their policies in other countries are much more strict than the United States has ever been.
No, you're absolutely right. Australia is also up there with some very strict merit-based immigration laws, and that's what the president is talking about wanting to take our country to. We will always be a bright spot and a beacon for those who are seeking asylum and refugees from conflicts and persecutions. That's not going to change. But when it comes to immigration, the broader topic, we should be focused on merit-based immigration. And what the president's team announced yesterday has been in the law for 140 years. It was actually reinforced by two separate laws that were signed into law by Bill Clinton in 1996. And all it is basically saying is that if you're going to come here, or if you're already here seeking to change your immigration status, whether it's to be a green card or whether it to be seeking permanent U.S. residency or even citizenship, you have to be able to prove that you've got skills to succeed and that you're not going to be a drain on the system. And isn't that what we should want as Americans, to bring the best and the brightest from around the world, regardless of whether you come from? Send us your best, your brightest, and we will welcome that. And in the meantime, those who are seeking to flee persecution, war, and those kinds of things, of course they're going to be welcome here under our refugee and asylum processes. But let's not abuse that and confuse that with the overall immigration question.
Yeah, thank you. It's the American dream. I tell you, honestly, I've got a couple of people who are naturalized U.S. citizens, one from Russia, one from Iran, who were two of the hardest working people that I've ever met. And they came to this country with virtually nothing and worked their way up to be tremendously successful. And it continues the lie that somehow Republicans, or particularly this president, have some issue with immigration. And that's just not the case. The fight here is illegal immigration and making sure that we reform this system so that it makes sense for our country.
Yeah, very well said. And again, this is not new. This has been on the books for 140 years. You know, we've got this romanticization of, Ellis Island, that people stepped off a boat, signed a book, and were admitted into our country, which is wrong. They went through a number of checks, including, obviously, health screenings, but to also make sure that they had the basic skills to be able to succeed here. And if you were illiterate in your own language, let alone in English, you know, many times you didn't get in, and they would send people back. And so, you know, we have to stop with this faulty notion that America has always been just open to anyone and everyone. We did have systems in place. We continue to have them in place. And now the president is saying, why don't we use them?
Yeah, it's a great point. We're talking to Mark Lotter, who is the strategic communication director for the president's reelection campaign. This headline this morning is something I pointed out the other day, but it finally made it into the Hill. Biden's gaffes pile up, worrying some supporters. I find it pretty funny myself. I won't put words in your mouth, that 30 or 40% of the Democratic Party are hanging their hopes on a man who can't remember that he wasn't vice president when a mass shooting happened in this country.
And here's the key point. These are not just gaffes. I know that's what we like to call them in the political circles. It's an actual pattern. He has done this in his two previous failed presidential runs from 2007 and before. He's also made inappropriate racial remarks, not only just last week in Iowa, but again in 2007 and before. These are patterns with Joe Biden. It's not just a simple, oh, I misspoke, or a gaffe, so to speak. And that's what the Democrat Party is having to come to serious grips with in their desire to find someone that they think that can go toe-to-toe with President Trump. Their so-called front runner is showing that, you know, where he stands right now, and it's bringing a lot of people having a lot of concern. And we'll have to see if it gets any better, but you would think the third time would be the charm. And so far, we've just got the same old blundering Biden.
Boy, that is absolutely well said. Listen, Mark Lotter, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.